Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of February, almost. It'll be about 3 minutes, 4 minutes of February 2018, Friday morning. And I have been blessed tremendously this evening by listening to some God-honoring praise music with beautiful words, exalting our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, the Holy Spirit is a beautiful thing. To have the comfort of the Holy Spirit to give us assurance that we are one of His. Recognizing what great sinners we are. But in more importantly, recognizing what a great Savior we have. Praise God. His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. I'm so thankful for the mercy and grace of God. It's our only hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You know, I would encourage anyone that hears this devotional this morning, if you have access to Facebook, go to our Facebook page, Larry Phillips' Facebook page, and listen to some of those songs that I've linked. And if you don't receive a blessing, there's something wrong. That's all I can say. There's something wrong. His mercies are new every morning. I'm glad God's mercies are new each day. This gives the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end. Are you going through a trial tonight that seems almost too much for you to take? Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the tests of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease, and I won't remember the past, for my tears will all be wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over. I can now see His charms. Are you looking for that day? I know I am. And like I said earlier, to be able to rest in His amazing grace. You know, there's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what You've done for me. Dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony You experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what You did for me when You suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. Well, you know, the Prince of Peace has spoken. The Prince of Peace has spoken. And all of His sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken. And His sheep have heard, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and His sheep have heard. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You know, the reality of the fact that our water, this everlasting water that we're drinking of, is Christ. And Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along this pilgrim way. Christ is the fountain of all good forever and doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of the rock we hide. Our thirst He will always quench for us when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water, He always does supply. You know, what did the man cry out there? Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And he beat upon his breast. You know, we should be crying out, have mercy on me, O God, my Savior. We should be crying out to God daily for mercy and grace, realizing we're living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men. We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all of this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. You know, I've said this oftentimes. All the elect are like Peter. Peter denied the Lord three times and swore he never knew Him. But he had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you, and you will turn away. But I have prayed for you, and you will be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied Him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well, but if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. So, if the Father has given us to His Son, when asked by Christ, lovest thou Me? Our answer can only be because thou hast prayed for me. Our only work, our only hope is in the work of Christ. Nothing we have done, not because we have done anything nice. Well, tonight I hope that you will joy in the grace of Jesus Christ, who's given unto his people everlasting life. And I would like to conclude tonight with the thought that the Lord loves his children forever. The Lord loves his children forever, and everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amid all the strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father. Two, when we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for we are adopted into his family. His work is already done. And so whatever we do, do all to the glory of God, whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are his people, his blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure. But God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, he wants you to know that he will never leave you or forsake you, regardless where you are or what task you're doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of his eternal love, having been given to him by his Father from the throne from up above. There's nothing like praise. There's nothing like praise to bring us close to Jesus Christ. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praises to the one up above. For he's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for he is the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing. The angels around his great throne, an anthem of glory will be that great song. All glory and honor and praise to the one who was slain. God bless you this morning, and may we ever be thankful for the one who died for us. And realizing that before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such worms as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by his eternal love. May God be with you in a special way. This day is my prayer. God bless.